Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. And we're going to continue together down this beautiful path. How's it going? It might be getting a little bit difficult. Day three. It's probably getting a little hard to stay in control. And I know you want to come. But you're committed. And you trust my voice. And you're doing really well so far. So let's see about today. What needs to happen today to keep that pleasure building? The denial of your pleasure is the pleasure for the time being. Yeah? What's it like going about your day? Is your mind constantly wandering to these audios or to my voice, wondering what the next one is going to bring? Maybe you indulge yourself and listen to something else or someone else. And I hope you're maintaining that intention of denial, increasing your pleasure. And that gives you a little boost of arousal right then and there. All those sexual thoughts filling your mind with anticipation becomes an aching, a longing, desperation. That pleasure that I have guided you to. The pleasure that only denial can bring. You probably lose focus sometimes, don't you? I don't blame you. I'm sure you've tried channeling the pleasure to your cock, hoping to regain control. Maybe that only made things worse. With all of that focus concentrated on your most sensitive area. So I think I know another thing we can try today. Today will be a little different. Get in the most comfortable position for you, whether that's laying in your bed or sitting in a chair, even on your knees, whatever is most comfortable. I hope that you're already naked. I'll give you a minute to get comfortable. You weren't already naked and lying in bed with the covers on? Oh, you were. Oh, that's so, so thoughtful. So obedient. Well, that's not a requirement for today. So get any position you like. Just make sure that one hand has easy access to your cock. Oh, did that get your attention? We'll come back to that in a second, trust me. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. In through the nose. Hold it. Exhale. Hold it. Exhale. Relax. Stay still. Remember, I'm here with you. If you're laying down, your head is resting in my lap. If you're sitting, your body is leaning back against my chest. And if you're kneeling, I'm kneeling with you. I'm here to support you, right? Mwah. Yesterday we channeled your pleasure to your cock. And today we're going to focus it. I'm going to allow you to move your dominant hand along with your hips. Got it? good. It would be perfectly acceptable if you said thank you right now. You're welcome. Wrap your hand around the base of your cock. Focus on that sensation. Don't move yet. Just notice the pleasure centered around that one spot. Slowly slide your hand up to the tip and back down to the base. Feel the pleasure follow your hand up and down. Focus the pleasure around your hand as it travels up and down your cock. Keep going slowly, making sure to trace the pleasure up and down your cock, following with your hand. Now I get to touch myself. I don't know if I've really shared how much it turns me on to know you're denying yourself. It's a unique kind of pleasure. A sense of mutual anticipation and enjoyment and knowing that there's an energetic exchange going on here. I very much enjoy picturing my hand edging you, gazing at you, as you focus so intently on the feelings building in your body. It brings me so much pleasure to watch this pleasure evolve and be subsumed into your intention to trust my voice and listen to my voice as I hold this space for us. And now you can stop and catch your breath. And this series is about your pleasure, but it's very much about mine. I want you to really focus on your pleasure as you listen to mine. I want you to focus on the head of your cock. Take just your thumb and forefinger and start stroking just the head. Really focus on the underside, the most sensitive part. Now, go back to stroking your whole cock up and down from base to tip. A little bit faster. Don't go too fast, just as fast as you can handle. Don't even get close to coming. While you listen to me, while you listen to me, as I rub my clit, grind down onto my palm. This is a particular kind of orgasm. You might be used to hearing me moan and growl and lose it, and that happens too. The kind I'm just rolling on my own fingers, on my own clit, and just grinding. Don't come. You stop stroking if you think you're gonna come. And don't even get close. In fact, I don't know. I think you need to stop entirely. Put your hands by your sides or sit on them. And I'm gonna come. That's my clit. Does it make it better or worse to know that I'm lying on my front with my knees spread wide? Ah, you would be watching my fingers work my clit. And it's, oh, fuck. Oh, it probably makes it worse. Sorry, not sorry. Helping you deny yourself, it really does turn me on. I know hearing me come like that made you really, really, really want to come. I could almost feel your body trembling. But if you had come with me, all of that pleasure would have been released and you'd be left with nothing. But you held back. You're such a good boy. Can you feel all the pleasure coursing through your body? I can. I know your cock is still throbbing. It's aching, longing, desperation. You can hold on to all of this. You can hold on to all of this pleasure that you felt while stroking. Your cock will get hard, and your balls will ache, and your body will tremble. And how good will that feel? That's the pleasure denial can bring. Constant sexual arousal. And that's what you wanted, right? More pleasure? Yes. That's what I thought, my good boy. Mwah. You know it's worth it.